More now on NATO's role and the military strategy that seems close to toppling the regime of Muammar Gaddafi. As we heard, a key part of that strategy was an air campaign that included more than 7,500 bombing runs to support rebels and to degrade Gaddafi's forces. NPR's Tom Bowman examines a military approach that was widely criticized, but may well have worked.
It was called Operation Odyssey Dawn, and it all started in March. Vice Admiral William Gortney appeared at a Pentagon news conference.
Earlier this afternoon, over 110 Tomahawk cruise missiles fired from both U.S. and British ships and submarines struck more than 20 integrated air defense systems and other air defense facilities ashore.
The admiral pointed to a graphic, small red marks spread across a map, each indicating an attack.
On a slide to my left, you can see the rough locations of the military targets struck.
The Pentagon insisted it was all to save civilian lives. Over time, it became clear the effort aimed to remove Gaddafi himself. NATO expanded its attacks all around the country, hundreds of them. Attack aircraft hit everything from fuel depots and headquarters to military supplies.
The NATO air campaign was the key reason the Gaddafi regime is headed for overthrow and collapse.
That's retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dave Deptula. He planned the air campaign in Afghanistan in 2001.
The real key is it reduced the organized Libyan army to dismounted infantry, unable to achieve sufficient effectiveness to survive.
But it took time. The U.S. largely turned over the air attacks to other NATO countries, led by Britain and France. The Americans played a support role, providing things like airborne command aircraft, refueling tankers, spy drones. Some commentators questioned whether NATO was up to the job. NATO countries complained they lacked enough bombs and planes. Retired Air Force Lieutenant General Mike Dunn says there should have been more airstrikes.
If you had brought to bear more aircraft and saturated the area over Libya, you could have stopped the dying on the civilian side, you could have supported the rebels, and you could have brought it to conclusion much, much sooner than they did.
The U.S. could have played a much stronger role here.
Absolutely. And it would, if we had we done that, this would not have taken 6 months.
How long would it have taken?
My estimate would have been 6 weeks.
So the rebels won and then lost territory to Gaddafi's forces. The campaign dragged on through the spring and summer.
Even before Gaddafi steps down, while this stalemate is going on.
After so many months of stalemate and stagnation.
Muammar Gaddafi is still hunkered down there in a bunker in Tripoli, and the rebels arrayed against him seem still to be in a stalemate.
Everyone thought it was a stalemate. Those guys are the ones that swept this to where it is now.
Just about everyone was predicting a drawn-out conflict. Michael O'Hanlon is a defense analyst at the Brookings Institution.
And I was still worried that this could go on a number of additional weeks or even months, and we might get into a cold southern Mediterranean winter with an increasing concern about the well-being of the populations that the whole operation was designed to defend.
But O'Hanlon says the Gaddafi regime was broken by a combination of things. The air campaign, a naval blockade, covert shipment of arms to the rebels, freezing Gaddafi's assets, cutting off his fuel supplies.
The overall effect of that was constrictive in a way that was not so clear and decisive that you could predict with confidence when this fall of Tripoli might occur.
But then, last week, rebels grabbed the city of Zawiya, just to the west of Tripoli, cutting off a main supply route to Gaddafi's regime.
That was a tipping point.
That's Juan Cole, a Middle East expert at the University of Michigan. He says at that moment, the people of Tripoli took heart that the regime was nearing its end.
They knew now that no new fuel, ammunition, etc. was likely to reach Gaddafi's forces, and so the forces were weakened.
Weakened, but skirmishes still continue in Tripoli between the rebels and government forces. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.